Our state capitol report continues in this half hour with our first look at the race for attorney general in Wisconsin during this 2014 election year. The four candidates running, hoping to replace the incumbent attorney general, J.B. Van Hollen, who's not running for re-election, met for a debate in Wisconsin Dells over the weekend. We'll discuss the issues debated, and we will welcome your views and your questions. Are you following this race at all? Do you already have a favorite candidate? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Jolly Emery, associate professor and chair of the political science department at the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater. Her areas of expertise include state and local government, public policy, and law and the courts. Good morning.
Good morning.
I know you weren't necessarily in Wisconsin Dells watching this debate, but what was your takeaway? What was your takeaway from the debate?
Well, not surprisingly, because of the audience they were speaking to police, that they focused on criminal issues, and those are very important with regard to the attorney general. And so my takeaway is that there was lots of consensus with respect to what the issues are, just a little bit of disagreement about how to address those issues. And the issues included the top issue apparently was heroin and the use of opiates, and then distribution and sale of opiates, and then OWI and issues involving domestic violence and other criminal cases.
We'll talk about some of the highlights of those issues that were debated in just a moment. But the debate was part of the annual meeting of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association, the state's largest police union. It endorsed J.B. Van Hollen the past two elections. Any thoughts on the significance of winning over to get the endorsement of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association?
Well, I think that having their endorsement is an important thing with respect to the attorney general, because you want an attorney general, or most electorate would want an attorney general who appears to be tough on crime. And so it would be very helpful to have the attorney general, to have the endorsement if you're running for state attorney general. Yep.
Yeah. Well, and remind us the race for attorney general, the office of the attorney general. We often hear that this is the state's top cop. Is that an accurate description?
Yeah, top cop for sure. And then also handles other types of cases, but certainly the cases involving criminal law are probably those that get the most attention. So yes, he is the top cop.
Yeah. And the race for AG hasn't gotten a whole lot of attention so far, probably because most eyes are on the governor's race. I don't know, any thoughts on that? Any other reasons why we aren't exactly following this every single day?
Well, I think it just isn't something that's particularly salient with voters. The attorney general is a very important office, but at the same time, people focus on the offices like the governor or, someone who is going to represent them, the state legislature, the policymakers, more than they do on the attorney general. And I think, too, that the candidates themselves, they're not all that different. They have very similar types of backgrounds. The only thing that kind of separates them is you have one female candidate, a potential candidate, and then you have the rest are all males, obviously, but the partisan difference, and that's it. So otherwise, they all pretty much look the same.
Well, let's talk about the four candidates a little bit. There are three Democrats who say they're going to run. When you said potential, they have to turn in their signatures, I think, this week, don't they?
They do. Yeah. I believe it's tonight by 5 p.m.
Okay, so so they have to have enough valid signatures to be on the ballot, but we have three Democrats who say they want to run. Tell us a little bit what you can about the three different candidates and how much difference there is, besides gender, between Susan Happ, John Richards, and the Dane County District Attorney Ishmael Ozon.
Okay. Well, both Susan Happ and Ishmael Ozon are currently district attorneys. So they are elected officials within their counties. Susan Happ is a Democrat, as you said, as well. The other two are Democrats as well. She is the district attorney for Jefferson County. And what makes her a bit outstanding is that Jefferson County tends to elect Republicans. And so in this instance, she was able to be successful as a female and also as a Democrat to get elected in what is traditionally a Republican safe seat for district attorneys. John Richards, he is not a district attorney. He is an attorney, however. He is a state assembly member, and he represents Milwaukee County, and he's in his first term. So he is a legislator or policymaker as opposed to the other two. They are pretty consistent with respect to, as I said before, identifying at the debate, at least in Wisconsin Dells, what they believe to be the most important issues. There are some distinctions in terms of how they see treating things, particularly this the most important issue they've identified, which is heroin use and opiate use. Susan Happ, for example, stated during the debates that she thinks that with respect to people who distribute heroin or opiates or involved in some sort of criminal action besides addiction should be treated as criminals in a serious way, but those who are addicts should be treated differently, that the addiction itself should be treated.
Mm-hmm.
The other two are more traditional in their approach with respect to how to deal with this problem. The OWI issue is an interesting one because Wisconsin is the only state that doesn't treat OWI as a criminal offense the first time. The first offense is basically a very excessive fine.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is some interesting differences between all four candidates, actually. Brad Schimmel, the Republican, who we haven't talked about yet, he has argued that if we treat OWIs in Wisconsin like other states do as a criminal offense, it will become very expensive for the criminal court system, for the jails, that it's too expensive a proposition. Ishmael Ozan disagrees with that. He thinks that this is a serious issue and we should treat it very seriously. And from my reading, although I wasn't able to watch the debates, from my reading of the accounts in the different news outlets, it appears that he would be willing to change the law or endorse a change in law that would treat the first offense as a criminal offense rather than an excessive citation. Susan Happ, however, and I think John Richards, too, although I could be wrong about this, but I believe both of them think that the first offense is one where first-time offenders could be looked at as learning from that lesson. And so making an excessive fine and other forms of treatment would be better than making it a criminal offense.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit more about the Waukesha County DA, Brad Schimmel, the only Republican in the race.
Mm-hmm.
What's he like? And it's interesting, only one Republican's going to run.
Yeah, it is interesting that only one Republican is going to run. And he came out fairly early compared with the other candidates, but he was interested in running for Van Hollen's seat. He sees, I think, the issue similarly to the Democrats, except, as I said before, he has an interesting take on the OWI, and that while he argues that OWI is very serious and drunk driving is a serious problem in the state of Wisconsin, that we have to consider what the cost will be, the economic impact of treating OWIs as a criminal offense as opposed to treating the first OWI as an excessive fine. And so I think in that respect, that difference is kind of interesting because he is a Republican. One might think that because he's a Republican that he would be a little bit more harsh when it comes to punishment and law and order.
We are talking about the race for Wisconsin Attorney General. The four candidates who plan to run, three Democrats and one Republican, met for a debate in Wisconsin Dells over the weekend. We're talking about what happened at that debate, and we're just talking about the candidates in general and other issues in the Attorney General's race. Which of the four candidates for Attorney General do you support the most? Are you just tuning in to this race? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. What quality do you think is most important in an attorney general? What issue matters most to you in this race for attorney general? What about making the first drunk driving offense a crime or not? What about marriage equality? What about voter ID and similar issues? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are talking with Jolly Emery, Associate Professor and Chair of the Political Science Department at UW-Whitewater. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is our State Capitol Report. We are taking a look during this half of the State Capitol Report at the race for Wisconsin Attorney General. We are talking with our guest political scientist about this weekend's debate with the four candidates and the major issues that are in these campaigns. And we're welcoming your questions. We're welcoming your thoughts on this race, the issues in this race. Which issues are most important to you? Do you have a candidate already that you plan to vote for? Is it the Republican Waukesha County DA, Brad Schimmel? Is it Democratic State Representative John Richards? How about the Dane County DA, Ishmael Ozon? How about the Jefferson County DA, Susan Happ? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And I don't know if this is going to be a shocker to you, Jolly, but our lines are open. People may not be totally tuned in to this race, but we'll still make it interesting. It is an interesting time with the Attorney General's office, especially considering that J.B. Van Hollen is in the news recently, bracing for the state's gay marriage ban to be struck down by a federal judge, as is happening in other states. He says he expects this to happen, but he's going to vigorously appeal this, fight this in court. Your thoughts on how big an issue this same-sex marriage or marriage equality is going to be in this race?
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring that up because, as you note, across the country, these same-sex marriage or prohibitions against same-sex marriage laws have been struck down repeatedly at, by federal courts. And so I think that this will be a big issue, but it's one of several big issues that the state of Wisconsin is facing. We've got the abortion law. We've got the ongoing federal and state contests with respect to the John Doe investigation. And so it doesn't come as a surprise too much to me that Wisconsin is involved in so many big political issues, but there are so many big political issues that require some role, some part that the Attorney General or Department of Justice must play. And so this is going to have an effect on the candidates. They're going to have to come out at some point and say something because these cases typically take a long time to proceed through the courts. And so whatever the Attorney General Van Hollen does with respect to all of these issues probably won't be completely resolved before he leaves office and we have a new Attorney General in place, and that person will have to take on those responsibilities with all of those different issues.
Right, and let's talk a little bit about the Attorney General saying that he will vigorously, you know, appeal the any
right.
possible striking down of a of the state's constitutional amendment that bans gay marriage. And yet he says he's not going to represent the Government Accountability Board in a lawsuit that was brought against it. I think that was by one of the conservative groups being being investigated in the John Doe 2 investigation.
Right, the Wisconsin Club for Growth, right.
Yeah, so, I mean, does the Attorney General just decide what cases he's going to represent the state in, or does he take his orders from the governor? How does that work?
Well, you know what? That's a good question. In some instances, it depends upon he doesn't have as much choice because as the person who is in charge of enforcing the law, he becomes the party to the lawsuit. So he can't really back down. It's his office, actually, who mm-hmm. Is in charge of enforcing. In other instances, because he is not directly, or she, if we have a female attorney mm-hmm. general in the end, is not directly being sued, then they can decline from participating in the case.
So, what about Wisconsin's voter ID law? What will the future attorney general have to do about that?
Well, we'll have to likely, typically, if it's the office that's being sued, then you have to take the state's position, whatever that is. You cannot change positions with respect to whatever the attorney general has already done. You can, under certain instances, decline to pursue it. So that's something that we've seen at the federal level, too. The federal attorney general's office has declined to pursue certain drug cases recently. But so in this instance, whatever the state's position is, that attorney, whoever gets the office, will have to continue with respect to representing the state and its position.
Interesting. So if a Democrat wins this race, the Democrat who might not be in favor of a voter ID law has to defend the voter ID law, possibly.
Right. Yeah. Possibly. Yeah. Right. Right.
Well, let's take some calls. We have a couple who are here. Bernie in Elkhorn is with us now. Hi, Bernie.
Hi. Good morning. And as you mentioned, there are many important things, you know, voter ID, you know, corporate things, other areas of law. But as far as traditional law and order goes, I'm going to check out each of these people on the website. I'm sure I'll be voting Democratic, but it seems to me disappointing in the little overview that the best I'm hearing as far as the regressive policies around the drug war is somebody willing to treat, you know, opium heroin addicts as addicts rather than criminals. I mean, we spend a lot of money in Wisconsin on police and on prisons and court costs around the drug war. And I'd love to hear somebody who was sensible enough to say, look, this is a waste of money. Let's go after real criminals and stop wasting law enforcement and tax dollars on this. But it sounds like even the Democrats, there's not anybody as far as I am hearing, and I'll check out their sites, that has any wisdom or courage on this issue.
Well, from this weekend's debate, nobody said let's legalize it. Did they, Jolly?
No, they didn't. And so, and I understand what you're saying, Bernie. I don't think that no one's for legalizing. I think that there are different options that they've spoken about. So, for example, alternative drug courts is one option for people who are addicted. But those that are engaged in, and I think that for the most part, all the candidates were in agreement here that those who are engaged in criminal activity that is hurting others aside from, I guess, simply themselves is one way to look at it, they would argue for criminal sanctions. And then more serious with respect to those who are engaged, more serious criminal sanctions with or offenses and punishment for those who are engaged in the sale and distribution.
Yeah. So the heroin and other opiates came up in the debate. I don't know if marijuana or recreational use of marijuana did, or if it's been an issue in the campaign. It's certainly an issue with you know, other states legalizing it, and there is, I believe, at least a bill that would legalize it in Wisconsin, though it certainly isn't now. Do the candidates have any positions on marijuana laws?
I didn't see anything along those lines when I was reading through their different platforms. So, no, yeah. The focus was basically on heroin and opiates.
Let's go next to Christina in Marshfield. Hello, Christina.
Hello.
Yes, what do you think?
How
what's your
you?
Question? I'm good. What's your question?
I don't think that they should have the legalized gay marriage and everything like that, because I think the only reason they're doing that is to get the benefits that the married couples already get, you know what I mean? And I think it's showing our children, the children of the society today, it's not showing them any morals, so, you know, what are they going to grow up doing?
Yeah. So, in any case, you would not vote for a candidate for attorney general who believed in legalized same sex marriage, Christina?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, what is this going to be? You know, this country is going to be Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, it's just going to be the downfall of America.
Well, Christina obviously has passionate views on this issue. How big of an issue do you think this will be in the race, Jolly Emery?
So far, it's not one that they're addressing that much, the candidates, that is, and I think in part because it is one of those polarizing issues. But as we move forward, particularly after the primary, the Democratic primary is on August 12th, which is seems like a ways away, but it's only a couple months away, I think that we'll see the candidates being pushed to address some of these things and address them in a substantive way, including gay marriage. Another issue that we didn't talk about that's going to be important, and it's a polarizing issue in Wisconsin, is collective bargaining. And they did talk a bit about this at the debates as well. And the three Democratic candidates, no surprise, are said that they would work toward dismantling Act 10, whereas Brad Schimmel said that he would not push to have Act 10 cover anyone but the police, as it currently does. And then, I'm sorry, he would push to continue to keep police from being covered by Act 10, but would not expand any provisions for other safety workers and obviously any other state employees.
All right. Well, we have just a minute to go. Any additional thoughts, or what's next in the timeline for the race for attorney general?
Well, I think what's next is tomorrow morning, or maybe later tonight, we'll hear about who the candidates are, and I'm thinking that we'll probably just hear these four names, and then maybe there'll be some push to get the Democrats in particular to start talking about the issues, including gay marriage or same-sex marriage, as well as collective bargaining, and then, of course, the criminal issues, which are most important, I think, for many people when it comes to having an attorney general, like you said, the top cop in the state. So we'll see that the focus, I think, shift to the Democratic candidates because that's where the contest is. And then we'll, after that, on August 13th, start learning more about both candidates and the contest will change.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Jolly Emery, Associate Professor and Chair of the Political Science Department at UW-Whitewater. We will be having candidate forums before the August 12th primary with all of the candidates who are running for Attorney General, who get the signatures needed to be on the ballot. That'll be coming up later this summer. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.